Over the past few weeks, it has been impossible not to engage on some level as we watched the political landscape unfold in America. Undoubtedly, this has shaped up to be one of, if not the most acrimonious elections in the history of elections. As the family and I sat and watched the screen, awash with red and blue, depicting the division of Democrat and Republican states, my mind was suddenly cast back to the aged battle of street dominance in LA between the East and West Coast rivals, better known as the Crips and the Bloods. The same red and blue colours signified which group you swore allegiance to. Once a gang member, your territory had been marked, your battleground set, and your loyalty to your chosen side unswerving. The same battle for street dominance depicted by the red and the blues, the Republicans and the Democrats, has been underpinned by bitter rivalry, warfare, and the need to come out victorious. Some may view the comparison as harsh, but as I watch the destruction caused by extremist factions from the far right and the far left, the Reds and the Blues, the similarities in gang mentality are not lost on me. Yet there is nothing new about this. For as long as man has inhabited this world, we have found reason to be divided. I am minded of a verse in the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1 and verse 9, which reads, "What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun." Essentially, there is nothing we are witnessing today that is not a repeat of history. The very same virtues and vices seen in biblical times are still prevalent. It's also true that war has plagued man throughout history, as has disease. The lockdown caused by coronavirus may be a new experience for those of us of a certain age, but speak to those who lived through the Second World War and they will regale you with stories of air raids, prolonged separation from loved ones, and food rationing. This lockdown, with the comforts of home entertainment, current technology, and food aplenty, is a breeze in comparison. Everything in this world is designed to appeal to our innate need for emotional fulfillment. This is not new. Whether a politician or a gang leader, whether the entertainment or sports industry, the hook is to devise new ways to reach us on an emotional level because that point of connection is what people seek to bring meaning to life. The same chapter of Ecclesiastes also says in verse 2, "Vanity of vanity," says the preacher, "vanity of vanities, all is vanity." Many people are hinging their hope for a better life on the outcome of the election, but this verse is saying there is no point in putting your faith in a broken, corrupt, and wicked world. Please consider for a moment that the vital element missing from your life is not your allegiance to being a red or a blue, but your lack of a relationship with God. God and politics are strange bedfellows, for the simple reason found in Isaiah 58. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways," said the Lord. However hard we try to understand God as a political participant, God's thoughts and ways are higher than ours can ever be. We cannot ascend to God's ways like we would climb a mountain. God's ways are of a different order altogether. The political agenda is not rooted in biblical principle, but rather a promulgation of self. Politicians don't even trust each other. There is nothing new under the sun, and that includes God's love and compassion for us. From the very beginning of time, God set into motion a series of events culminating in the sacrifice of his son Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. If you're seeking meaning and fulfillment, you need look no further than Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 10 verses 9 to 10 we read, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As you go through this week, ask yourself where you place your faith. Is it in a corrupt, failing and temporary world? Are you, like many voters, looking for politicians to determine your fate? Or do you see how fragile life is and have a desire to seek an everlasting life with Jesus? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I accept the sacrifice you made on the cross of Calvary so that I can know eternal life. Please bring me into a loving and meaningful relationship with you. I turn my back on the darkness, corruption and evil of this world and choose to live in your light and glory. Hear my humble prayer, Jesus. Amen.